This is the Game Act Online for March 12, 2006, episode 25.
You hear that? That is the sound of inevitability. It is the sound of
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are the place for all the latest video game news, video releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke. So glad you could be here for this episode. Okay, well, let's go ahead and let me tell you first. We had our LAN party this last weekend, and it was really exciting. We actually made a lot of money for the Game Development Club, and we also had a lot of people I got to meet. We had unfortunate kind of things, events happen, but that's something we can't change. But anyway, we're happy. We're hoping to have a lot more people come for our console event coming up in April, but I'm also reporting that I might have some other interviews. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview I did with Trev. I think it's one of my best interviews. I have an interview with Zombie that I'm working on right now, and so that should be done in a couple of days, and I'll probably ship that out next week, or actually not wait, 2 weeks later, so that you don't get overrun with interviews. But that's all I have for site news this week. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. Ex-Gizmondo executive crashes Ferrari with many questions. In a recent article this last few weeks, ex-executive officer for Gizmondo, Stefan Eriksson, was in an accident with his $1 million Ferrari Enzo, which is legally owned by the Royal Bank of Scotland. The accident occurred in Malibu, California, where it is reported that Stefan was racing a Mercedes SLR until he hit a concrete utility pole at 165 miles per hour, cutting the car in two. After the crash, a man reported as Trevor, who was traveling with the driver of the Mercedes SLR, called the police from a borrowed phone of a passing motorist. Police interviewed Stefan about the crash, in which Stefan replied that his friend Dietrich was driving, even though Stefan had a bloody lip and the driver's side airbag was full of blood. Well, this week, more came out as two identified men who said they were from Homeland Security were able to interview Stefan and Trevor after the crash. Police are looking for the two subjects. There is also news when Trevor gave the police his address, the address was for a yacht that is now out in the ocean, presumably to have Trevor on board. I could make an entire podcast on this story, but there is a great article I linked to so you can learn more about the case. Our next news story, Take-Two Interactive loses big in the first quarter. Take-Two Interactive reported this week that it lost over $29 million in the first quarter of this year. Take-Two Interactive attributes the loss from continued weak retail sales in the holiday season and the transition to the next generation series. Paul Eibler, president and chief executive, stated, "We are working to manage through the console's transition while positioning Take-Two for future opportunities. We're taking a hard look at every aspect of our business and are balancing the need to manage expenses while investing in creative resources and the infrastructure needed to support our defective efforts." Wow. Next news story, Nintendo surpasses 1 million Wi-Fi DS users. Nintendo announced this week that they have reached the 1 million user mark this week for the Nintendo DS Wi-Fi service. Nintendo announced that they have over 24 million connections to the free Wi-Fi service as of last week. Nintendo also announced that they will be releasing three more Wi-Fi compatible games by the end of April, in addition to the original three Wi-Fi games that are out today. Our final news story, Miyamoto and others become knighted by the French. Shigeru Miyamoto, creator of Mario, Zelda, and the recent Nintendogs, will be knighted with two additional French designers this Monday. Miyamoto, Michael Ancel, the designer of Beyond Good and Evil and Rayman, and Frederick Reynal, creator of the Alone in the Dark series, will be receiving knighthood in France's Order of Arts and Letters. Okay, that's our news for this week. Let's go ahead and look at our top games rented at Gamefly.com. Number 3, Fight Night Round 3. Number 2, Full Auto. And the number 1 most rented game for this week, Black. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at top games in Japan this week. Number 5, Oideyo Dobutsu no Mori for the Nintendo DS. Number 4 is Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Moto no Kite Aru Otona DS for the Nintendo DS. Number 3, Sengoku Musou 2 for the PS2. Number 2, Seiken Densetsu DS Children of Mana for the Nintendo DS. And the number 1 top game sold in Japan this week, Kido Senshi Gundam Climax UC for the PS2. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our top games in Australia this week. Number 5, The Sims 2 Open for Business for the PC. Number 4, V8 Supercars 3 for the Xbox. Number 3, Plat for the Xbox. Number 2, Black for the PS2. And the number 1 game sold in Australia this week, V8 Supercars 3 for the PS2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at new releases for this week. For the Xbox 360, there are no Xbox 360 games this week. For all systems, Ice Age 2 The Meltdown by VU Games. For the Xbox, there are no independent Xbox games this week. For the PS2, Alfa Romeo Racing Italiano by Falcon Games. Armored Core 9 Breaker by Age Tech Incorporated. For the GameCube, there are no independent GameCube games this week. For the PSP, Daxter by Sony. Neopets, Pet Pet Adventure, The Wand of Wishing, by Sony. Brothers in Arms, by Ubisoft. For the DS, Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, by VU Games. For the Game Boy Advance, Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, by VU Games. For the PC, Onimusha 3, Demon Siege by Ubisoft. Buccaneers Bounty by CinemaWare. Crime Stories by Adventure Company. And our game for the week this week is Metal Gear Solid 3 Substance by Konami. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Welcome to the Game Addict Hotline series on how to make a game modification with your host of the series, Mick Haven.
I'd like to talk to you today about modification. A gaming modification is where you take an existing game such as Quake, Half-Life, Neverwinter Nights, and many others, and you change something about it. Make it different so it's unique. For instance, you may have heard about the famous Counter-Strike mod, which takes a Half-Life engine from the original game, which was put out by Valve Software out of Seattle. And this one guy took the engine and over a few months made a completely unique game. It became Counter-Strike and took over the industry basically with just one person. It just shows you the power of the modification.
Join Mick Haven next time when he will continue with the feature on how to make a game modification for the Game Addict Hotline.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, "That last level stinks"? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Hacks Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit the Edmonds Community College at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. You can visit us at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our trivia for this week. Our first category is rare. Number one, this SNES game had you play as a monkey who lost his bananas and tries to get them back with the help of his sidekick, Diddy. Number two, this was the first N64 game to have an M rating and was recently redone for the Xbox. And number three, this is the latest game from Rare. Alright, let's go ahead and get to our next trivia section. Games off Disney movies. Number one, this arcade game had four different levels and was off the movie about a hacker being sucked into a computer's security program. Number two, this SNES and Genesis game was about a doll named Woody and his friend Buzz Lightyear. And number three, this awesome SNES Genesis game let you play the life of Simba and try to win the kingdom that his Uncle Scar stole from his father. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final category, cool weapons in cool games. You know, IGN had a list of the best 10 weapons in video game history. I thought I'd go ahead and pick three of them and ask you if you knew what they were. Number one, this was the biggest weapon for the game Doom. Number two, this weapon from Half-Life 2 lets you move boxes and other movable objects around and works great when there are no other weapons around. And number three, this is a very well-known weapon that all Jedi must use. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question this week. You know, while I was searching for the video game news for this week, I came across a wicked site that had a Quake 3 mod. You know, some guy had put Quake 3 on 12 Linux servers and was playing it off of a lot of monitors. My question to you is, how many monitors were used? Well, hopefully you've been searching the websites all over the place and you'll know what it is, but let's go ahead and take a commercial break while you guys think about the other questions. And remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. One life-sucking Metroid survived the first Metroid adventure, and it's multiplying rapidly. You must help Samus save the universe again in Metroid 2. So we're giving you more power and mightier weapons to search a bigger world.
Game Boy sold separately.
Destroy or be destroyed.
Metroid 2, The Return of Samus, only on Game Boy.
The future is in your hands.
Hey kids, do you like Japanese animation but have a hard time figuring out what to watch? Then you need to listen to the weekly Anime Review Podcast, where we talk about giant robots.
Power! Blazing sword!
Magical girls. And other weird Japanese cartoons.
Curse those evil octopi.
So head over to www.weeklyanimereview.com or look for us in your favorite podcast directory. The Weekly Anime Review Podcast. Anime reviews for your ears.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia for this week. Our first category was Rare. Number one, this SNES game had you play as a monkey who lost his bananas and tries to get them back with the help of his sidekick Diddy. And the answer is, what is Donkey Kong Country? Number two, this was the first N64 game to have an M rating and was recently redone for the Xbox. And the answer is, what is Conker's Bad Fur Day? Number three, this is the latest game from Rare. And the answer is, what is Perfect Dark Zero? Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at games off Disney movies. This arcade game had four different levels and was off the movie about a hacker being sucked into a computer security program. And the answer is, what is Tron? Number two, this SNES Genesis game was about a doll named Woody and his friend Buzz Lightyear. And the answer is, what is Toy Story? And number three, this awesome SNES Genesis game let you play the life of Simba and try to win the kingdom that the Uncle Scar stole from his father. And the answer is, what is The Lion King? Okay, let's go ahead and look at cool weapons and cool games. Number one, this was the biggest weapon for the game Doom. And the answer is, what is the BFG? Number two, this weapon from Half-Life 2 lets you move boxes and other movable objects around. And the answer is, what is the gravity gun? And the final question, this is a very well-known weapon that all Jedi must use. And the answer is, what is the lightsaber? Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. I asked you that there was a Quake 3 mod that someone was using that had 12 Linux servers hooked up to a lot of monitors. I wanted to know how many monitors were used. And the answer is, what is 24 monitors? Can you think about playing a game on a 24 monitor screen? That is intense. But that's going to be it for the Game Addict Hotline this week. You can visit us at www.gameaddicthotline.com. If you want to have any suggestions or comments, you can put them at our blog posting. You know, you can also email me if you have any questions, comments, or trivia suggestions at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. And finally, you can vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can become a friend with us at Podcast Pickle or subscribe to us through Yahoo Podcasts. But that's going to be it for this week, so please turn your video games back up and I'll see you next week.